The Education of Nephi by David A. Edwards, Church Magazines. We can learn a lot by studying how Nephi learned as well as how he taught. When we think of Nephi, we often picture him as Lehi's good son, the faithful, courageous, and obedient one, and as a great prophet and leader. But have you ever thought about Nephi as a student? Read the Book of Mormon with this question in mind, and you'll find that Nephi was, first of all, an excellent learner, and that he also became a master teacher. Take a close look at his example, and you'll discover ways to improve your own gospel learning and teaching. As a student, 1. Be ready to learn new things. When Lehi told his family that they would leave Jerusalem, Laman and Lemuel complained. While Nephi could have had some of the same doubts his brothers had, he had great desires to know of the mysteries of God, so he prayed, and the Lord visited him, and did soften his heart, that he did believe all the words which had been spoken by his father. 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 16. The Lord then told him, "Blessed art thou, Nephi, because of thy faith, for thou hast sought me diligently with lowliness of heart." Verse 19. In this episode, we see the four qualities that set Nephi apart as a learner and prepared him to be led by the Holy Spirit: desire, faith, diligence, and humility. His desire to know the things of God caused him to ponder what he learned. See 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 17, 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, and verse 6, and verses 10 through 11. His faith strengthened him and led him to pray to the Lord, believing he would receive an answer. See 1 Nephi chapter 7, verse 17, chapter 11, verses 4 through 5, chapter 15, verse 11, chapter 16, verses 28 through 29, and 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 3. His diligence in seeking the Lord and obeying His commandments qualified him for the Lord's trust. See 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7, chapter 10, verse 17 and verse 19, and chapter 16, verses 28 through 29. His humility made him receptive to the Lord's answers. See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 17, 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 17 through 19. When Nephi told his brother Sam about what he learned from the Lord, Sam believed in his words. 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 17. By contrast, his brothers Laman and Lemuel murmured and complained. After Lehi told them about his dream, they couldn't understand what it meant, and they were disputing one with another about it. 1 Nephi chapter 15, verse 2. Nephi then asked them a question that seemed obvious to him. "Have ye inquired of the Lord?" Verse 8. They replied that they had not, "for the Lord maketh no such thing known unto us." Verse 9. Because they lacked Nephi's desire, faith, diligence, and humility, they were not ready to learn. 2. Take the new things you learn and connect them to what you already know. Nephi was taught somewhat in all the learning of his father. 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1. So he already had a solid base of knowledge to build on. With this foundation, he could liken all Scripture to himself and his family. 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 20. He said, "My soul delighteth in the Scriptures." And on top of that, he said, "My heart pondereth continually upon the things which I have seen and heard." 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 15 through 16. 3. Explain and testify about what you learn. Nephi explained to his brothers what he learned from the Lord and bore testimony to them of its truthfulness. See, for example, 1 Nephi chapter 15. Explaining something to another person helps you understand it even better. And if you testify of gospel truths, you'll discover that a testimony is to be found in the bearing of it. Boyd K. Packer, The Quest for Spiritual Knowledge, New Era, January 2007, page 6. As a teacher, 1. state the truth clearly and plainly. Nephi believed in the power of stating the truth plainly. He said, "My soul delighteth in plainness unto my people, that they may learn." 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 4. And, "I glory in plainness, I glory in truth." 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 6. The Lord showed Nephi great things. 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 3, including sweeping visions of the future. Nephi, in turn, taught his people plainly so that they could not misunderstand. See 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 28. 2. Give examples of the truths you teach. Nephi often used stories from the Scriptures to illustrate what he taught. For example, when he was trying to persuade Laman and Lemuel to help him build a ship, he told them that they needed to have faith and be obedient. He taught them this lesson by reminding them of specific instances when the children of Israel were blessed for obeying and trusting the Lord, being led out of bondage in Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, being fed with manna, getting water from the rock. And when they were cursed for murmuring against him and hardening their hearts, plagues of serpents and other destructions. See 1 Nephi chapter 17. By giving examples of the principle he was teaching his brothers, Nephi made his teaching more powerful and easy to apply. 3. Teach by the Spirit. Nephi knew that the Spirit was essential to teaching the gospel because when a man speaketh by the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost carrieth it unto the hearts of the children of men. 2 Nephi, chapter 33, verse 1. Like Nephi, you can live close to the Spirit and speak when the Spirit prompts you to speak. See 2 Nephi, chapter 1, verse 27. Note, for more on being a good teacher and learner, read, "You're a Teacher Too," New Era, September 2006, page 44. End of note. Sidebar, on the practical side. Of course, Nephi's education didn't begin and end with gospel-related subjects. He learned other things, including possibly a trade, metalworking. The Book of Mormon tells us that Nephi commented on the craftsmanship of Laban's sword. See 1 Nephi chapter 4, verse 9, and the workmanship of the Liahona, 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 10. When the Lord commanded Nephi to build a ship, he showed Nephi how it should be built. But apparently, Nephi didn't need to be taught how to make tools. He simply asked the Lord where he should go to get ore to make them. See 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 9 through 12. In the Promised Land, Nephi remarked on the metals available and used them to make several plates to keep records on. See 1 Nephi chapter 18, verse 25, chapter 19, verse 1. Nephi also made many swords patterned after Laban's sword and taught his people how to work with metals. See 2 Nephi chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. See Recent Studies on the Book of Mormon, Ensign, June 1989, pages 50 through 51. For more on this topic, look up the Neil A. Maxwell Institute for Religious Scholarship, www.maxwellinstitute.byu.edu, and read Metals of the Book of Mormon by Ravel Phillips, Journal of Book of Mormon Studies, Volume 9, Number 2, 2000, pages 36 through 41. End of sidebar. End of the article, The Education of Nephi, by David A. Edwards, Church Magazines.